take me there. Circle of life is a precious care. Take me there. A natural highway in the pines is a scented journey, leaves my cares behind. Trunk of a great blue spruce for my head, needles of green for my bed. I'm taking it slow and easy across this great divide. No time like the present to realize that one may be the loneliest number, but it's all there is. And if you like, we can be one again. Garden of love, take me there. Circle of life is a precious care. Take me there. I fall into a field of columbine, believing in the essences of fine. The aspens, they beckon me to stay, and I need to be inside their sweet malaise. Taking it slow and easy across this great divide. No time like the present to realize one may be the loneliest number, but it's all there is. And if you like, we can be one again. Garden of love, take me there. Circle of life is a precious care. Take me there.
Oh yeah. That was the beautiful music of Dan Rosenthal, fresh from his trip around the United States.
Hi.
Using the Icon Pass. How are you today,
Dan? I'm good. It's wonderful to be back.
Is that a song that you wrote?
It is.
It was
beautiful. Garden of Love. Yeah.
Garden of Love. And was it a song that you wrote on this trip?
No, I wrote it probably 7 or 8 years ago. And I think it just really, really just talks about being in the mountains wherever you are. And we certainly were. It's just, we're in a special place, but there's a lot of special places that we found.
So just to get our listeners caught up, yeah, we had an interview previous to this trip that, yeah, you and your wife, Pam, took. Yeah. You were visiting all of the Icon Pass Mountains in North America.
Which, yeah, is a, that's right.
How many are there?
Well, there's 38 in North America.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's one in, there's Australia, and we can't do that, you know, South America. But yeah, it was just crazy when it, when they came out. We both work for Aspen Skiing Company, and when that idea came out last April, I just said, that's what I want to do. This would be really fun. Let's get out on the road and let's ski them and let's play music. And that's exactly what we did.
And so did you make it to all 36 or 38?
38. I think 38. It's like 38. Yes, we did. We left the middle of November. Started at Copper Mountain that day, and then we headed east. And since we both teach skiing and they needed us over the Christmas holidays, we did the East Coast before Christmas, and then worked for about 10 days, and then did the whole Western leg after Christmas.
How are you moving about on this trip?
We had an 06 Sprinter van. Had almost 200,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Needless to say, that could have been the most stressful part of the trip, because we had several issues come up, which, you know, we got along really well, but when it came, you know, to things of issues that we don't know about, like transmissions and wiper motor issues, we could get a little fussy, you know, in a small environment like that.
And so you mentioned you started on the east, and yeah. We all know it was a wonderful winter here in Colorado. How was the snow out east?
So what was really bizarre is, you know, we started after Thanksgiving. We started in Snowshoe, West Virginia. We ended up in Boyne Mountain, Michigan, because we, you know, the objective, it wasn't just to hit all the good ones. We hit everyone. And Snowshoe, West Virginia, we got there, and it was 10 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour winds and fresh snow. We had no idea. By the time we finished in Boyne, Michigan, it was like 45 degrees and warm and slushy. So who, you know, who would have known that it started off in West Virginia with wind chills below zero, and then we ended up warm before Christmas time.
Wow. Awesome. And so you mentioned you hit all the mountains. Was there any particular mountain that was a total surprise?
You know, the East Coast, you know, again, that was a weird thing, but the East Coast, what I really loved, I grew up skiing in Vermont, and it's really changed very little. They've kept the beauty of that area really intact. We started up through West Virginia into Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and up into eastern Canada. And, you know, I think half of it was, you know, half of this trip, well, we wanted to ski, we wanted to play music, we wanted to stress sustainability, but it was also the community and the communion with other people. We got up to Sunday River, which is in Maine, and we're playing at this little bed and breakfast, you know, it's probably built in the 1800s. And we get in there, and we meet this guy, one of the owners, his name is Enrico, and he's all jovial and wonderful guy. And we got to talking. He's probably maybe, in his late 70s. We got to talking, and he said he was from Italy. And we said, where in Italy? And it turned out he was from this area, a place called Anzio Beach. And it turned out that my dad was shot and captured there. And he pulled out pictures. My dad was in World War II. Well, he pulled out pictures of the war and the Americans and how much he loved the Americans and stuff. And, you know, that was a big moment. We were both crying. Luckily, they had a bar there, and we did a salute to my dad, who passed away this last year as well. So yeah, it was a really crazy thing.
Wow. And so I'm sure the trip was fraught with those coincidences, right?
Yeah,
those synchronicities.
Yeah. Both of our dads passed away. Pam's dad, unfortunately, during our trip, which made it really, really stressful. But both of them passed away last year. So, you know, we dedicated, you know, the trip to our dads and just all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned that sustainability was a big piece of this.
Yeah.
In what ways were you stressing sustainability?
Yeah, well, we had a little merchandise suitcase, and we had a collapsible cup that we sold quite a few of them, actually. And so the collapsible cup was awesome because, you know, we're skiing all these resorts, and, you know, if you go and get some hot chocolate or some water, you know, you're just using a plastic or a paper cup. And so we had these collapsible cups that you could reuse and put them in your pocket. We also came up with lots of bumper stickers from Carbondale, Wilderness Workshop and whatnot. And whenever we play a show, we try to talk a little bit about sustainability and how important it is, you know.
Would you say that message was well received? I know there's the Protect Our Winters organization here. Were you seeing similar efforts at other ski resorts across the country that are sort of reconciling with global warming and climate change?
Yeah. I saw Protector Winters was really out there a lot. We saw their stickers everywhere, which we're really, really happy about. We saw some efforts of other people doing some similar things at the base of some of the ski areas. You know, skiers are a funny bunch. you know, we did a lot of après ski, and I think we were heard pretty well for talking about sustainability, but a lot of times also, you know, you're sort of a sideshow to their experience. So I think it was both. Sometimes I thought we got heard really well, and then sometimes it's like we're just sort of background. Mm-hmm. So it went both ways. Yeah.
And you just got back on Monday?
Yeah. So we finished the East Coast before Christmas, and we came up, went up through Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Canada, Washington State, California, New Mexico, and then back here. So it was about 12,000 miles.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. And so I understand you're also playing a show tonight.
Tonight, yeah. It's kind of like sort of like a welcome home. I've been running the open mic at Rivers Restaurant down in Glenwood for over 10 years. So
nice.
It was only fitting that we do that. So, yeah.
Great. And what time is that at tonight?
8:30 at Rivers Restaurant in Glenwood Springs.
And Pam's going to be there too.
Pam's going to be there. Yeah. Unfortunately, well, luckily she's working, but she got called into sub at the Waldorf School. So that's where she is.
Great. Well, a good opportunity for anyone listening to catch up with you too, and maybe hear some stuff that you've been working on throughout the trip. Some new songs, perhaps?
Yeah. We're gonna go in and record a kind of a country album. Actually, I wrote a song with a pretty well known songwriter from Nashville quite a while ago. I mean, we have all these country songs, and we want to do recording this summer of some of those.
All right. Well, could you play one more for us?
Yeah, this is called Common Ground. It's written with myself and Bill DiLuigi. Well, there's a young man in a new land, north of Mexico, pledging his allegiance. Today he took that oath. There's a long line of picket signs flying around D.C. Young girl in Atlanta, dreaming White House dream. Brought up differently, both grateful to be alive and free. Thank God we're not all the same. That gives us something to celebrate. So pull the chair on up, and we'll fill each other's cup here in Common Ground, USA. There's a shrimper from the bayou trying to keep his family fed. He kneels down on Sunday and he prays for a better catch. Farmer from Nebraska trying to hold on to his land. Out on the reservation sits the first American. We're not perfect, but we're trying. Learning from each other over time. Thank God we're not all the same. Well, that gives us something to celebrate. Pull a chair on up, and we fill each other's cup here in Common Ground, USA. Deep down, doesn't everyone want a little place in the sun where they can be with the ones they love?
Although me, we might disagree, we still got a right to speak. And that's what makes this country great. Thank God we're not all the same. Well, that gives us something to celebrate. Pull a chair on up, we'll feel each other's cup. Here in common ground, USA. Here in common ground, USA.